A wealth tax on billionaires would affect fewer than 500 people, giving the government more resources to expand healthcare access and safety nets for people facing tough times. It's the right thing to do. Call your congressperson and tell them you support the billionaire wealth tax. We can't go back. Banning people from America based on ethnicity and the blood of millions on his hands from mismanaging the pandemic.
So a new book out this week is offering new insights into former President Trump's mishandling of the coronavirus pandemic.
Convicted felon Donald Trump nearly broke our nation. We can't go back. Paid for by No Trump PAC. It's a new day in Florida, and Debbie Mucarcel Powell is leading the way. As a senator, she'll support LGBTQ plus rights, freedom of choice.
To make that choice independent of government interference, it's central to the health care of a woman.
On Election Day, say yes to Debbie Mucarcel Powell for the United States Senate. Republicans make a lot of noise about caring about kids, but when it comes to guns, we see where their priorities really are. Lax gun laws have turned our schools into war zones, but the far right and their NRA cronies are happy to play Russian roulette with your kids. Visit change.org today and add your name to those demanding a new ban on assault weapons. Marjorie Taylor Greene seems like a cartoon villain, but she's actually a real person that exists. Like a bizarro world Barbie, this psycho in stilettos struts around the U.S. House having bathroom fights with her colleagues, ranting about Jewish space lasers.
Tell us about Jewish space lasers.
No, why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers, and really, why don't you f*** off?
Georgia deserves better. This November, let's return this Looney Tune to whatever cartoon world she came from.